Oh, stay. The first epigraph. Oh, stay, thou art so fair, Goethe. And the second, what is it to praise? Be particles, Rumi. The sun casts a rectangle onto the grass to the left of the feeder, and now the sky, unasked, delivers a V of geese, arrowing over the locusts. I follow their passing until their wedge is cloud-smudged away and that door closes. Back in the yard, everything's altered. The lawn darker, my sun patch a parallelogram now, leaning, collapsing toward disappearance. I'm smack up against it, Earth's vast roll. It's my heart that trips, catching up. Oh, my laggard, my life, slow learner, if you can, slow further, while this strip of light slims to another thin blade in the grasses. Among the particles, only photons refuse the drag of gravity, own their own stillness. Time, to a photon, means nothing. When Rumi asks, what is it to praise, I'd answer, be photons, stay. This, in the hope that into that timelessness, meaning might steal. Meaning tucked inside a fold in the fabric, a space into which a healer might sidle to shake her seed rattle, or a lord of the mime come, lugging his knapsack of gold dust. Though, how would we know? If a tree fell into eternity, but who has time for conundrums? Nothing pauses. Always the altering world grips us tight by the heart, proclaiming it was all for this, that wild beginning, that break with stasis. For all for time's entrance, the first let there be. Then, once begun, everything, everything, veed out of sight, time unrolling a spreading wake of lag and loss, whose drag will reduce us one by one to irreducible bits, from which Rumi urges us to forge our small hallelujah. The field of what could be. Halfway up the trail to another hilltop shrine, she pauses and turns again toward the sea, flat gray, its stone coast pocked with sparkling pools like a waffle, sogged in butter and left to congeal on a breakfast plate, old as the world. Above her, a virgin contemplates sorrow, it said in the guidebook. Or was it peril? She hopes this landscape of rubble will prove a prospect worth the exertion. But Lord, it's a long hike, and the tall, spiky, rock-colored flowers that border the trail are glad to cut flesh. Below, she makes out a clutch of thatched roofs, tucked into fields of what could be cows. She looks again. Sheep? At last, a bit of stone wall to rest on, and yes, they're sheep. Of course they're sheep. This is Ireland. Their bleats are inaudible, swallowed up as they slide down the scale of reduction toward lesser, more featureless creatures. Homily lambs as bland as counters on the steep road to sleep. Irish sheep, wind-throttled, silenced, unmoving, unmoved. Or wait, are they stones? Stones, she sees it now, obvious, homely as roadwork, strewn over a field of what could be anything. No fences here, nothing tended. Her lush, industrious Midwestern fields have not prepared her for this sterile enterprise. She looks away. Hills in deepening shadow, the sea, and beyond it, her life, featureless. Weathered as a wound carved in the side of one more savior. She shivers. She's only halfway there. She'll need to hurry to reach the shrine and return before dark. Above her, a virgin thins in the wind.